Welcome to the Field Talk Podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. According to the 2022 Census of Agriculture, the U.S. has about 1.2 million female farmers. Women farmers account for about 36% of all the nation's producers. For more than a quarter century, the Women's Agricultural Leadership Conference has helped to empower female farmers. Event co-founder and volunteer organizer Doris Mold joins this podcast to further highlight this April 10th event.
It's to bring primarily women together, but anyone really that's interested in women's ag leadership. And we are trying to, bring some of the current topics to fore. We are working on, helping women develop better networks and also develop leadership skills. And as I said, talk about some of the issues of the day as well.
So what are some of the topics that will be addressed?
Well, first of all, our theme is elevate, empower, and evolve. And so we think that those things are key for, all agriculturalists, but, we're looking specifically at women. And so that's our keynote panel breakout that we're having. And we're really thrilled to have an awesome group of people that are coming together. We have Teresa Gilley, she's the owner of Teresa Gilley Farms and a Kitson County Commissioner. We have Deanne Lufkin. She's the owner and head cheesemaker at Cannonbell's Cheese, and so she's an entrepreneur. We have Lillian Otino. She is the director for the Emerging Farmers Office from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and Colette Campbell, who's the Chief People and Culture Officer at Bremer Bank. So we've got a really interesting panel to kind of kick things off. And from there, we're going to be talking about all sorts of things. Of course, we're going to be talking about ag policy and the Farm Bill. So that's on a lot of people's minds. We're going to have a session on conservation economics for producers, ag entrepreneurial highlight. We're going to be focusing on a woman's business, Belen Rodriguez, who formed a company, an empanadas company, and really has done some fantastic things with that. And she won the 2023 Minnesota Cup for food and ag division. And then we have, sessions on crop insurance, addressing stress, mental health and wellness, emergency planning for your farm, cultivating connections, using storytelling to elevate your business and brand. Then the Cannonbell's folks are going to get into a deeper dive on how they, their road to cheese in Cannon Falls. And so we've got a lot of really great breakout sessions. And then we also have something that's a little unique to our conference, and that we do these mini sessions, and they're 14-minute quick bites in a large room. People can pick which session they want to go to, but we have 18 different sessions going on simultaneously where you can learn a lot in a little bit of time on all sorts of different topics. And so everything from Annie's project to grant writing to climate smart agriculture to farm to school connections, just everything in Minnesota Ag in the Classroom, Minnesota FFA, all sorts of different topics. And, that makes for a really exciting kind of drawing to the close. And then after we're finished kind of with the main conference, then we do have an event, a follow-on event at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum's farm at the Arb. And we're going to be at their newest feature, which is the Myers Education Center Kitchen Classroom, and they have Chef Beth Fisher is going to be highlighting some different things in the kitchen, and we're looking forward to continuing the conversations that were started during the conference. So some people like to stick around because that helps them beat the traffic. We're on the outer edge of the Twin Cities and at the Landscape Arboretum, and for people that have to drive across the Twin Cities for some reason, they can stick around. People that are coming from southern Minnesota usually, stick around because it's such a good program. They want to continue the conversation. But we do have some options there depending on people's schedule. So we're really excited about what the day offers. And but registration, it's amazing. It's filling up fast. So if people are interested, they should pretty much get signed up this week. Our early bird deadline is March 31st.
Women have played major roles in farming operations for forever, but do you see the roles changing, evolving, and taking on, I guess, different different flavors, if you will, as things move along?
Well, I think, you know, the ag census certainly shows us some things of how things have changed. And I although that's doing a better job of counting women in production agriculture, it's still, you know, not perfect. But, you know, we're seeing women, women, as you said, have always played a role, whether we've recognized it or not. But, you know, women are playing, I think, a bigger role in, I think, taking on that mantle as being a farmer alongside other people that are farming on the farm as well. And so I think, you know, perhaps in some ways that's the biggest difference, is that women are claiming that title and as being a farmer, because I think people are finally realizing that women being farmers doesn't take anything away from the men, you know, the other folks that they farm with. So, but, you know, we're seeing more and more women, you know, being involved in all aspects of the farming operation and, you know, being more involved in the decisions about the day-to-day decisions about what's going on with the land, the crops, the livestock. You know, they're still very much in that traditional role, too, of keeping the farm books and a lot of things. But, you know, they're so much more than that, heavily involved in marketing, heavily involved in, you know, really all aspects of the farming operation. And, you know, and we've seen that grow, too, beyond the farm. We see more and more women choosing agricultural careers, being agricultural students. In a lot of places, there are more women that are studying agriculture than there are men. And, you know, we continue to see them take on different roles in ag business, ag education, government. You know, we're still seeing, you know, they're still lagging behind in leadership in some of these organizations. And, of course, we'd like to see more of that. So that's part of what, you know, the conference is all about, helping people develop skills and confidence and networks so they can move forward in their careers, whether that's production agriculture or a career, you know, off the farm.
And if folks want to sign up, learn more, you said the registration was filling up, so they shouldn't delay. What's the best route for them to learn more and to register?
Sure. They can go to our website, which is womensagleadership.org. There is a registration link on that. So it's womensagleadership.org. And there is, right on the front page, there's a Women's Ag Leadership Conference. And you just click on the registration now open button, which is on the very front page. And that will take you to where you can look at the agenda in more detail and also go ahead and register for the conference. And so, you know, we kick things off. Registration opens at 7:45. The conference itself will start at 8:30. In the morning, and then our conference goes until a little after 4 in the afternoon with that optional event starting at 4:30 up at the farm at the Arb. So everything will be at the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum, and it's a beautiful location and a great place to just get together and, you know, learn some new things and meet some new people and further develop your network. And in fact, you know, we've been doing this for 26 years, and I go to a lot of things and I'm involved in a lot of things, but Dan, it is the best, in my mind, the best one-day event every year on my calendar, at least. And the atmosphere is electric and the interaction is terrific. And some of the things that have come out of the conference have just been, you know, life-changing for people, the connections they've made and, you know, being able to start businesses and get involved in different things, and really has been an awesome event. I just encourage people that if you haven't attended before, to think seriously about coming to the event. And, you know, we're going to keep doing this. You can look for this at the kind of first half of April every year. And if you miss this, we do have some virtual Women's Ag Leadership Network opportunities. So again, you can check out our website from time to time. We're also on Facebook and X and, excuse me, not X anymore, LinkedIn. But you can certainly check us out. And then we also are involved in monthly agricultural stress programming as well. And so you can, if you can't make it to the conference, there's some opportunity to get a taste for something related to the work that we do in one of those things. So we do a quarterly virtual networking, and we do a monthly ag stress program. So I think people are welcome to attend any of those things. And our ag stress programming is totally free. There's no charge for that conference. There is a fee. Women's Ag Leadership Network, when it's virtual, that's free as well. Sometimes we ask for a little help if we do an in-person event, but not always. So lots of opportunities to get involved, and we look forward to new people joining us and having our regulars come back as well.
Thanks for joining us. Get the latest in farm news and market information daily from your local LFN affiliate.